That was like, you idiot! That was the worst time! I just told you to be quiet!
I have no idea how much I thought we were going to be quiet.
I'm like, hey, everyone quiet.
That's it. That's the start. No.
Right when we were going to start.
That's awesome. That's the start of the episode.
Jeez. Okay, well, this is the first podcast since, I mean, I've kind of been wanting to record for a while because I have these notes on my phone that I have been wanting to tell you guys about for a long time. But I've been on the phone with you guys separately on a couple occasions, and I keep on saying, like, oh, no, I got to save that. I want to tell you so bad, but I got
to
save it. All right, anyway. So this is the first podcast back since I've been married and been back from my honeymoon.
Yes.
About a month ago, really. Month and a half. But here's the root beer opening for this episode, though.
All right.
Not gonna lie.
And don't forget about the sip.
I've heard better sips. No.
Okay. And
yeah,
here's
I've heard a better sip, but it was okay.
You have heat?
Well, what about this one?
Oh, my ears.
All right.
I don't
well,
like
anyway,
it.
How have you guys been? It's been a while, eh?
I am okay, you know.
Work going good, Kyle?
Yeah, it's going, put it that way.
Good.
I'm rapidly approaching the point where I'm just like, I want a change. But I am not gonna...
You don't want chef anymore?
Well, not necessarily. Like, I don't want to necessarily move from this job straight into another cooking job. It's more, I think I need a break. I need some time off. Because I was supposed to get some time off in February, but I had used all my holiday for somebody's stupid wedding.
I know.
So I didn't have any...
Who was that? Who was that? I will make sure that they return the sheep sevenfold!
You don't have to hire, like, a container. They can, you know, send it over on a boat.
No, it's fine. So I had used all of my time off, so I didn't have... So when I asked for the time off, they were like, oh, sorry, you don't have any holiday left, any paid holiday. And I didn't think to ask for it off as unpaid leave, which I probably would have gotten.
Right. For the Manchester meeting thing?
Yeah, so I didn't get that time off, which is okay, because the more I hear about this year, the more I'm like, it's probably okay that I didn't.
I know.
Not to brag or anything, but... I currently have, at my job, 103 available holiday hours, and I can't use any of them because all of the holiday is taken up till, like, they reset, so there's no holiday time to take. So,
bro, that sucks for you.
Yeah, I've got absolute boatloads. With the job I have, because it's, you know, big company, interconnected groups and whatnot, if I don't want to use my holiday time of the year, I can actually sell it to other people. They can buy my holiday hour.
Dude, that's awesome.
Bro, startup.
It's pretty cool.
This is my guy. That's awesome.
If there were any available holiday times left, I would probably try to be trying to sell some of my holiday hours, but I'll have to wait till next
that's
year.
That's cool.
So it's pretty.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Well, my boss is my father-in-law, so I basically can just ask off for, hey, I've got this thing going on and I have to be here at this time, this day, and I won't be able to make it to work. Is that good with you? Yeah, that's fine. But
That's how Sports Direct was. It was like, yo, dog, I got to do this. Can I not be here? And they're like, yeah. That's pretty much how it went.
Yeah, bro, I'm going to work at Sports Direct, my guy.
Okay, get this. So my brother-in-law, he just took a trip. He got a Friday off of work and took a trip with his wife down to Ohio to visit her cousin in Ohio. And while they were in Ohio, my brother-in-law, his wife, and his wife's cousin, like, messaged my boss and was like, hey, he's taking another day off of work on Monday. So don't expect him. And they were like, he was like, oh, okay.
All right.
So that was it. And it sucked for me because we didn't have another guy there and I screwed it up and I got yelled at.
Yeah, so my...
with that kind of like setup for time off is because people do that constantly and then, you know, whoever's left just has to suck it up and deal with it and then get griped at later because it's too much work for one person. So true. It's like...
Amen.
Yeah, my job is like, here's the deal. Okay, here's the deal. We've got myself, three other chefs, and then a little helper who is not a chef, but she helps out doing starters and whatnot.
It's a little helper.
She helps out
very. Well, she's starters. She's a little Thai lady. Her name is Bar. She's very sweet.
Her name is what?
Bar. Well, her name is Chuan Pit Kamachiang Pin.
Nice.
But everyone calls her Bar. Thank you, by the way. Everyone calls her Bar.
Is clothes pin.
What's his name? Is
clothes pin, chin on the knee pin. That's what I heard. I have no idea what you just said.
Anyway, getting sidetracked here. So she helps out on my side, which is the pizzas and starters. But if someone is sick, that means everybody has to be in. Everybody who's not sick has to basically be in. Which is why today I have a day off today, and I was very grateful for it because the boss, Rob, yesterday, he was in the morning. He left. He never came back in for the evening shift. They had to call in the guy who was off yesterday to come into work to cover that shift because Rob was sick. He was like spewing out both ends yesterday. So he never came back to work. So I was like, so I was thinking today, like, shoot, they're going to call me into work. No one called me in last night. I was like, okay, I'll wait for a message. I didn't get one today. I was at the gym. The owner of the restaurant, the boss was in today at the gym. And I was like, oh no, she's going to come up to me and tell me to come into work. She never did. And the kitchen just closed like a minute ago as the time of recording this. It's 9:01. So kitchen just closed. They'll be closing down pretty soon. And I never got
We're
called
gonna
into
call
work.
Call you in and be like, "Hey, could you help us close down?"
Stay the freak out of my DMs.
Get Ms. out Beasley. Of here!
Slide back out of these bad boys.
I will forcibly slide you out of my DMs.
I think I just almost crapped my pants when I yelled like that.
Hunter, do not take
okay.
it on from the podcast.
My toilet has been clogged for like a week now.
Have you still
okay?
A plunger,
and come you on. Haven't.
I have
out.
Plunged it. Okay, I have had Josh Seiler. Actually, it was kind of weird and random. Sorry, Kyle, not to cut you off, but I gotta tell this.
Yeah,
we went over to the Seiler's house. Okay, and you guys met Josh Seiler.
Yeah, we did. He's we went over the funniest person I've ever met.
Talking about did we meet fun. Him? We were literally sleeping in the same building as him.
We were inhaling each other's farts.
So you guys know Josh Seiler. Not to mention any names, but his initials are Josh Seiler. So
you said his name three times already.
I don't want to say his name or anything, but it's this guy called Josh
Seiler.
Both are
Josh Seiler. That's great. That's awesome.
His bank card number is blah blah blah. His security number.
He lives
Why
at
do you have that?
3 North Avenue.
Okay. Anyway, we were over at his house. It was me and my wife over at his house. And you guys met Brian, right? Brian Mohawk?
Yeah.
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 Can't believe that's his last name.
He's literally a Mohawk Native American.
No, I know, but that just gets me.
It's
that,
super
that
cool.
His last name is – it sounds like a nickname. But you're like, oh, Brian Mohawk. Yeah, that's just what we call him, but his actual
name
funny is
thing
Brian
is,
Davis or something.
Funny thing is, it's his – he absolutely rocks a natural middle part. It's
nice.
Like the opposite of a Mohawk.
Yeah,
it's like his nickname would either be the Mo or the Hawk, like wouldn't it? Like
the Hawk. The Hawk is like.
What would you call him
native.
If you, like, you have to come up with a nickname? It's like, hey Hawk, let's go.
The Hawk is
that's
like
such
a
cheesy.
Hawk is like a perfect...
That's such a cheesy like '80s '90s TV show like bad boy name.
the fine.
Or like biker, you guys, biker dude. Like,
you might remember the episode of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air where the guy called Roach calls and Vivian answers the phone. And she's like, your friend Roach called. You remember that?
Is that when his friend comes back and he's like trying to mooch off the Rich family? Is that?
I don't know. No. It was just at a point one of Will's friends called the house.
Okay.
And she asked what his name was. He said, my name's Roach. He's like, your friend Roach called.
Roach?
I don't remember that.
Anyways, maybe think of it. Never mind.
Okay, yeah, no, okay. I gotta finish this story. So at this point, my toilet had been clogged for about 3 days, and I had plunged it, and it helped a little bit. Okay. So it's
just me... a dead possum that comes out of your toilet.
Worse, it's all alive. Right.
Yeah, it blocks the water flow, so it's actually able to breathe in the pipes.
Nice. No, guys, listen. Okay. So it was me, my wife, and Brian, all that went over to the Siler's house. And we were just hanging out. Actually, we were recording another podcast, and then we were hanging out. And we were trying to figure out what to do. And we were going to go see a movie, and then we decided we were going to go out to eat, and we decided we were going to go bowling and then ice skating. And at this point, half an hour has gone by, and we still are sitting in his living room. And then it somehow gets brought up that my toilet is clogged. And he's like, dude, just get a plunger. And I was like, dude, I have. And obviously you guys met Josh Siler, and you know, if anyone knows how to unclog a toilet, it's that guy.
Yeah.
So he said that. And then he said, we're going to go plunge your toilet.
So and I was like, you dude, no, you're
not. I was like, dude, no, you're not. We're half an hour away from my house. You're not going to drive there, unclog my toilet, and drive all the way back to your house. And he's like, yeah, we're going to do it right now. And me, him, and Brian hopped in his truck, and that's where we went, and that's what we did.
You left your wife at the house?
Yeah.
Hold on. We've got stuff to do. We'll be back.
He said he came down. Okay, get this. He came down. He goes upstairs. After he says it, he goes upstairs. We're still down there talking. He comes down about 3 minutes later. And he has a plunger and a like one of those tubs of Vaseline.
Nice.
He's got it in his hands. He just holds them both up. And he's like, let's go. He goes to my house. I've never seen anything. It was amazing. He was like water splashing everywhere. He got it all on his pant leg, and it was something to be
just the pant leg.
It worked. I will say it worked a lot better, but it got worse again and again. So I've just been going to the parsonage like half a minute down the road and taking dumps there afterwards.
You're in the middle of the night and you're like sweating and you've got to run down the road.
Wait, there's is there no one staying there? I mean, obviously there's no one staying there, but
what?
I said, obviously, there's no one staying at the parsonage.
Oh, yeah, there is, yeah. They're, like, in the shower, and I just, like, burst in. I gotta go!
Hey, sorry, I'll be 2 minutes.
Just look the other way. It's fine.
There are so many poop streaks in that toilet. Dude, you have no idea. I don't even care. I'm like... You know what? I would clean this off, but I'm coming back tomorrow.
Connor, who cleans up the parsonage when they have guests coming to stay?
No, okay. No one is actually staying there.
No, I know, but like when they have someone scheduled to come stay,
I just go to Crosby's. Who goes and cleans it?
So, yeah, you could.
All right, anyway.
Or go to the church. It's right there.
There's so many places to go.
I don't have a key to the church.
Do you have a key to the parsonage, or is it just left unlocked?
No, I have a key to the parsonage. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Trust you with the parsonage, just not the church.
Can I? Okay. Can I tell you guys these stories? This is from my TikTok. Okay. I found this so stinking hilarious. I really do have to go poop right now. Okay.
So get this.
So we were on our way. So for people who don't know, we drove from Southwest New York all the way down to Orlando, Florida for our honeymoon. Okay. We drove the whole way. It took us about 4 days down. Excuse me. And then on the way down, we stopped at a McDonald's to go to the bathroom. And I had to I had to go number two. Okay. Of course. This always is where our podcast ends up, is on poop. Which it just what we were just literally talking about poop, but I got two poop stories from honeymoon. That's actually those are the only stories I have written down. So anyway, I go in there, and the stall is like if I get up close to the stall, it's like 2 feet off the ground, like the door to the stall, like 2 feet off the ground, and then like if I walk up to the stall, I don't even have to go on my tippy toes to look over. My eyes are over the top of the door, right? And I'm like, oh man, I don't know if I want to go in here if someone as tall as me can look over the door. But I wanted to make sure, you know, like see if someone could look over. So I go up to the door, and I look over the door, and there's a guy on the door. There's like an old guy sitting there. Stop! And I'm like, oh, sorry. And I run back out to the car.
Oh, no.
And so I see this guy come out. Okay. And my wife is in the bathroom at this point, in the lady. I see this guy come out. He gets in his car and he drives away. And then my wife comes out, like just after him. And I'm like, she's like, all right, ready to go? And I was like, no, I didn't even go yet. And I told her the story and she died laughing.
Taylor, hold on. I'll be 5 minutes.
This is going to take a second.
And then I was like, I think at that point, I was like, you know what? Let's just get out of here.
Let's get to the next gas station.
I don't got to go anymore.
Oh, gosh. That's
okay. And then the other story is so weird.
That one wasn't weird?
It's so bizarre. Okay, so here's what happened. We go into a gas station again to go to the bathroom. I was just going pee. Okay. It was kind of a smaller bathroom. It had two stalls and then one urinal, if you would. But it was so weird. The layout of the bathroom was so weird. It wasn't that weird. The placement of the urinal was weird. So there were two stalls along the back of the room. And that was all the space taken up on the back of the room, like when you walk in. And then on the stall to the left, right, like literally right outside of that stall is the urinal with no barriers or anything. Okay. Like if you open, I would have had to step out of the way of the door swinging open from the stall.
Yeah. That's a little weird.
In the urinal.
It's like, oh, hold on. Let me just shift over. And you step to the side. You take a side angle at the urinal.
Yeah, exactly. So
it's like you're peeking around the corner in a first person shooter game, but you're peeing.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not did you pre-fire the urinal, Connor? Did you?
Like a drive-by.
It's like pee. It's not like it's not.
Treat it like a flashbang. We talked about this. All right,
so I am going to the bathroom. I'm going pee, right? And there is a guy in the stall. But actually, uh-oh. No. I was about to go pee. I was getting ready, and this. I mean, again, the stall doors were like ridiculously short, but it was a little taller than, you know, I would have had to go on my tiptoes a little bit to look over. But not that it really matters, but this guy was black. I just think it makes it a little funnier. This guy, like, he stands up, and I mean, he's tall too. He's a tall guy. So he's on the phone. I just remembered this. He's on the phone, on the pot. Okay? He's talking very loud with this other guy in the stall, too. And, like, there's another guy in the other stall. And then there's this guy in the one stall. And then I'm in the stall closer to the urinal. And I'm going to go to the urinal. So he stands up off the toilet. He's, like, pulling his pants up. You know, I can kind of see him shifting around. I didn't want to get ready to go. I didn't want to get ready to go to the urinal yet because why would I do that if he's home right out, you know? So anyway, this guy, he's like, all right, man, I'm gonna call you back. And so he hangs up with whoever, with his buddy on the phone. And he's like, for some reason, he's like out of breath. I
don't know.
I am not making any of this up. Okay, he's out of breath. He's like, all right, man, I'll call you back, man. And then he looks at me as he comes out of the stall, and he's like, hey, man, this toilet's no good, bro. Don't use this toilet. It's broke. And then he doesn't even wash his hands. He just walks out, right?
Oh!
Like, what a freaking I was like, all right.
Freaking nature, more like.
Thanks for letting me know.
Don't use this toilet. I just broke this toilet.
No. He said it's broke. Okay.
No, I know, but he's like, funnier if you imagine he broke.
He's like, oh, no, it's no good, bro. And then I'm like, okay, so I go to the...
Did you look in the stall?
Okay, shut up. Stop stealing my story.
Totally did. Weirdo.
I'm like standing there, and I was like, "What is? If it's broken, what did he do in there?" And I look in there, and this toilet is so full of water. And in the water is like a layer of toilet paper.
Oh no!
But on top of the toilet paper, there is a perfect little ice cream emoji of this orange sludge. And it smelled pretty bad. Like, when I looked over and saw it, I could, it was bad. And I was like, okay, if it's broken, did he, if that is what's on top of the toilet paper, did he even wipe? Why was he so out of breath? I had many questions. I had so many questions. I was like, dude. And he was tall. I mean, he was a big guy. It was kind of a small pile of poop. I mean, I've pooped like that.
The
problem
is you can see below the toilet paper, Connor.
Wait, what? Coward, you should have. I'm going to die.
What, Dylan?
I said the problem was you couldn't see below the toilet paper. That's where the real damage was.
Oh, I haven't laughed that hard in a long while. Thank you so much.
Oh, my God.
I'm crying.
Yeah, no, that was...
Oh, here's this toilet, it's broke.
Don't use it. He's like, oh, man, it's
no good, bro.
That toilet's broke, bro.
You know, sometimes you gotta just really work for a tiny bit of orange sludge.
I guess. How hard do you have to work, though?
Just pretty hard, apparently.
I kind of felt bad for him. I feel like he was battling some demons in there.
That's why he called his friend. It was emotional support. He just didn't need him anymore by the end of the call.
All right, man, I need you to help me through this.
Pray these demons out of me.
Wow.
Oh, man.
So those were the two stories that I brought back from the honeymoon.
The second one's better, I think.
I mean, I've had more of a hit with the first one with everyone else I told it, but
it's pretty funny.
They're both
the second one's a build up though.
He told you, no, you know, don't use this toilet. It's broke. It's no good.
So weird. He looked me directly in the eyes and he was like, "Don't use the toilet, bro. It's no good. Don't work." He's disassociating. He's like, don't go in there. Don't do it.
Don't go in there.
Shame, okay. He was pulling his pants up as he was exiting the stall.
Yeah, he was like, in a hurry to get out of there. He doesn't want those demons.
Don't look at it.
I'm a monster.
It was a good honeymoon. I'll say it. It was fun. No, it sounds was a like lot it. Of fun.
If that's how it started.
Stories, if I can remember any other stories worth telling, I'll tell them on the next podcast.
Yeah.
You
bet. That was a. That was. I think that's a good amount of laughter for this.
Kyle's had goes to sleep immediately.
I've had my fill of talking to you.
I don't want to talk to you anymore.
I don't want to. Right, well, that's not what I meant. I mean, it's been good.
Here if you want. We're almost to the. Well, no, actually, we gotta.
What the?
Fuck did you 10 more minutes or so. Okay.
I really do. I mean, it's trying to come out of me, guys. Like, I have to go poop.
If you need to go, let's,
I know.
Wait,
as soon as I
15 seconds.
I have to get my shoes on and drive to the parsonage and unlock it and go inside.
You took your shoes off for this?
Well, it was my work boots. I got home, I stripped my work boots off.
Oh, fair enough.
And then
where's your wife currently? Is she at the house listening to all this or
she's
no?
She's at work. She's working.
Oh, okay.
Lucky her.
No, she heard those stories.
Okay. That's don't go in there and use this toilet bowl, it's broke.
Don't work. Don't use that toilet, bro, it's broke.
It's broke. Don't work. It's no good, man.
That's what
oh, no. It's broken.
Man, don't work.
This gas station toilet is broken.
Oh, wow.
If Connor is literally about to just sneak one past the border, we probably better call it here.
He's turning in.
All right. Actually, I do have
is
illegal aliens.
We illegal aliens. Yeah, sure. In Florida, we pick them up in Florida.
No, Connor, I was making a joke about them being your dookie.
Ew.
You're about to sneak one past the border. You're about to sneak one past the border. You don't want the aliens coming through. Your butthole.
Okay, you can stop.
I shouldn't be saying that this loud. We have company in the house.
We'll explain a little better.
Good.
You are about to poop your pants.
I am about to.
Okay, that's all the time we've got for this episode then. And we will see you.
Kyle, it's good. We're good here. We're good.
We're good.
We're a little bit. It's all right.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Are you going to drive us to the parsonage? Are you going to end the episode once you're sitting?
What? Hold it in!
He just crapped in Jinx's litter box.
My cat is genuinely looking at me so concerned.
He's like, oh
he's like
God.
Is he finally dying? I can eat his face now.
I gotta get out of here.
Connor, wait, you have your solution there. Jinx's litter box.
Dude, I could! Joanna goes to clean it out. Why is it? Dude, it's so big.
Why does it look like orange sludge?
You
what?
Just leave it there. Half the litter box is taken.
It's a full human-sized dump. And she's like, Jinx, you're going on a diet, bud.
Just take a crap outside the litter box and be like, Jinx, Jinx, I can't believe you just did that.
How dare you?
How you Sharpie, so you Sharpie on the wall with an arrow says, this was Jinx.
Sorry, babe. I don't have time to clean it up. I just, like, look, at that point, I wouldn't even need to leave the house, but I would anyway because I wouldn't want to be here when when my wife leaves the poop storm.
She'd be so mad when you got back.
What?
She walks in right as you're, like, squeezing out the first turd.
Oh my god.
Just
babe,
like,
it's not what it looks like.
It's exactly what it looks like.
I am not crapping on the floor.
No, you're crapping
in
the
litter
box.
See? It's economical.
The cat does it.
The other day about someone who was like, their dog was notorious for like crapping inside and there, it was like one crap away from her dad, like getting rid of the dog. And she saw the dog starting to crap on the floor, and she ran and jumped and like slid and caught the poop under the dog.
Oh.
Like, oh. You know, like a baseball slide on her stomach. Like,
don't make that. Don't make that.
I suppose.
So, anyway.
The hardest choices require the strongest of wills.
I really, 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 really do think that we should call it here.
Yeah. I'm in an accident. All right, ambulance.
Maybe it was an accident. Okay, no, but for real, I'm like dying here.
He's gonna explode.
All right, I love you guys. We'll talk later.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Thanks for doing it. It was fun. I'm glad I finally.
Yeah, man. We need to just get together and actually talk. Like, forget the podcast. We just need to talk more.
Yeah, we do. I know it's just hard with schedule.
I know.
All right,
Kyle's fault because Kyle always works in the evening.
I will end this recording right now.
It's your fault, Kyle.
Your fault.
You know, Dylan, shut up. All right. It's all the time we've got. We'll love you. We'll see you later. Goodbye.
Bye, 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 bye.